Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Wealth and Wellness Studio, the podcast that's here to help you get wealthier, healthier, hotter, and happier. I'm really excited for today's episode. This is something that I've been passionate about for a long time because today we're going to be talking about how to monetize your social media and all of the things that come with social media. I know that sometimes it's like a hot topic because some people are of the opinion that social media sucks and it's ruined our generation. But I have a little bit of a different opinion. I honestly think it's the best thing that's ever happened to us, and it's just a tool. It's an addictive tool, but it's just a tool. And there's so many different monetization strategies that can bring you financial freedom, time freedom, life freedom. So we're going to get into all of that. And we're going to be breaking down the truth behind making money on social media. It's probably not what you think. We're going to cover how to start monetizing with less than 10,000 followers, why your personal brand is your new resume, how to pitch yourself like you already have partnerships in place. We're going to be talking about the reality of social media, behind social media. It's all ads. Stop the comparison game. Focus on creating instead of consuming content that serves a purpose, actually. And using social media as a business tool, not as a place to impress your friends. So if you're ready to turn your social media into something profitable, this episode is for you. And if you haven't, you should still stick around because I bet there is a lot that you don't know about the world of social media. That'll be really fun to get into. And before we dive into it, guys, we release a new episode every single Friday. The point of this podcast is really just to help you get 1% closer to your dream life, to discover financial freedom, happiness, generational wealth, to get hotter, happy. I mean, it's in the name: hotter, happier, wealthier, healthier, just overall to make your life 1% better and to build your dream life, not mine. But I'm taking you with me, and Kat is also taking both of us are taking you guys with us as we are building our dream lives. And 2025 is a big year, guys. We have so many things in the works that you want to follow along and let us know what you're working on. We want to know whether it's applying to a school, or if you bought a course online for sales or marketing or whatever it is you're doing, or maybe you're starting a new workout routine. DM us at Wealth and Wellness Studio. We are here to build our dream lives together. This is a community. So grab a cup of coffee wherever you're listening to this. If you're doing it on your morning walk or whatever you're doing, we give practical tips every single week to just help you improve in some area of life. So let's dive right into it. I'm going to do my best to keep this episode pretty short, but let's talk about social media. Let's dive right in. I hear people say all the time how much they hate social media or how shallow and superficial social media is. And I think that for people who don't use social media as a business or just use it to scroll and waste time and there's nothing productive that comes from it, that's exactly what it is. It's just a time suck. It's addictive. It prevents you from living your real life. But I believe that there has been a huge shift in, first of all, content, UGC, and social media is a $1 billion industry. I think it's one of the fastest growing industries and one of the top paying industries. And I think the biggest misconception is that you have to be an influencer to make money from your social media. I don't have a huge following. I have close to 6,000 followers on Instagram. And I make several thousand a month from my socials, from UGC, from partnerships, and I'll get into that later on. But point being is I have friends who have just 1,000 or 2,000 followers, even less, who get free products and PR from social media. So that's still a form of value exchange, even if you're not getting paid from it, but there's still a value exchange happening there where they get free stays at hotels or they get free product that they would have otherwise paid for, that you can do with quite a small following. If you're a photographer or you have some other sort of skill, or maybe your business runs a social media page, you might only have 300 followers, but if 10% of those convert, that's 30 people that are now customers for you. So anyone can monetize your social media. It's not just for these big influencers that have hundreds of thousands of followers. This is for you. So whether or not you want to do it, doesn't matter, but I at least want to tell you about the opportunities that are out there. personal brand, and truly, I believe that the personal brand has become the new resume. It's a social resume, but it's also a business resume. I think I remember growing up and I heard my teachers and my professors say all the time, like my parents, be careful what you post because your employees are going to look that up and it's going to follow you forever. Well, I now actually feel like you want to post stuff that represents you well because yes, the brands and like your employees are going to look that up. And it's like going to follow you forever. So truly with social media, with the personal brand, the amount of like-minded community that I've been able to meet of business owners, of people who like to travel, of people who like to do the same activities as me, I've met because I've put out there, this is who I am. And these are the values I stand for as a person. Like, and like-minded individuals end up being attracted to that content, coming to your account, and then you end up making connections that can turn into business opportunities, into trips, into travel, into friendships. Like there is so much opportunity with a personal brand. And I really believe that every single person, it doesn't matter if you work in real estate, if you're a doctor, if you are a content creator, if you have a marketing agency, a house painting business, like whatever you're doing, if you're not investing in your personal brand and learning that skill, you are hurting yourself because it takes a long time to master the skill of content and to master the skill of social media. And I'm still not where I want to be. I'm not there yet. But once you master it, you have an unlimited number of, like you have your top of funnel set. Like at a certain point, if you're able to grow a genuine following, and I'm not talking about, again, it's about quality, not, or quantity. Quality, not quantity, guys. You don't want to pay for 100,000 bots to follow you on Instagram. That's not going to do anything for you. What you want is a small, growing, loyal audience that will monetize. Because imagine that someday you're able to build a brand that, let's say, like you're super into, let's say you're super into fitness, and you're able to grow like, let's say you go to 5,000. Let's say you go to 15K. Let's say that 15K followers. And honestly, let's go even smaller. I know fitness coaches who have like 2,000 followers and they make six-figure businesses using their social media as their only form of lead generation. Once you build that audience, that is your top of funnel. That is like for whatever niche you've decided to post about and build a brand over, you can now start any business within that niche and you already have the trust built with the customers, which is one of the hardest parts of marketing. Personal brand matters, guys. Even if you're not maybe using it to monetize for business from the beginning, just building it will save you so much time in the future. And it's just like, again, every single business needs to be doing this. Every single person needs to be doing this if you're thinking like an entrepreneur. Of course, there's a way to like make money without it and do life without it. But truly, it is like one of the best tools that we have in a digital age. So I want to pivot a little bit before diving into like some of the logistics of this, but, I'm a firm believer that social media, should be inspiration for us, not a comparison game because to me, the whole thing, like, oh, like social media ruins, like, and I have a hot take on this, but the whole like social media ruins my perception of myself and my perception of life and everything is filtered and we need to put like, it's an advertisement. Would you ever watch a movie and be like, would you ever watch like a rom-com and be like, oh, I can't believe that this doesn't happen in real life? Like, of course it's an advertisement. And I feel like I hope we all have enough brain cells in our head to understand that social media is inspiration, not real life. At the end of the day, like these are ads, like the things that people are posting. Like, again, I think if you're still using your social media for your friends, then like, you don't understand that all of these people that are posting like and actually building accounts, like they don't post for their friends. They post as a business strategy. And if you're still posting for your friends, I think that's when it becomes toxic. So if you can switch your mindset from understanding that social media, like my friends, this is my philosophy on social media. My real life friends know me in real life. Like they have my phone number. I see them on a day-to-day basis. Like we are talking, like they know what's going on in my life. You know what I'm saying? And real life friendships are not like my social media is not for my friends. It's not so my friends know what I'm doing or I can show off to who knows who. It's building a brand that I'm going to be able to monetize like that I'm already monetizing. Social media is a business. And I think when you start to understand, like, I think it feels way more toxic when you're using it from the standpoint of popularity. And maybe like if you're in high school and you're like, oh, did so-and-so like my post? Like, XYZ, or if you're just still using your social media to like show off to your friends, like I can understand how that'd be a toxic place. But if you switch over and you start viewing it as a business tool, like you'll start to understand super quickly that like social media is actually way more of an asset than it is a hindrance. As long as you're using the tool for the correct purpose. It's like if you go and you use a hammer and you start to try to like dig a hole with it, it's like the wrong tool for the wrong purpose. Like it's not going to work very well. So I think just like anything else, like yes, does social media have addictive pieces of it? Yes. Does social media have a lot of toxicity on it? Yes. But like, I just want to remind you, like you are in charge of curating your feed. You are in charge of the content that you see. The algorithm works to what you scroll and pay attention to. So if you want to change it, like you can, like if you want to go follow a bunch of inspirational business accounts, like guess what? Every morning when you go in school, like even when you participate in the same activity, you're going to be getting tips for getting richer. Like it's going to make your life better. So that's all I want to say. Social media, you should always remember that the stuff you see on social media is an ad. It's not real life. Nobody wakes up looking flawless. Like nobody looks like that. Like just relax, understand that half of these women that you see have had plastic surgery and are photoshopping their photos. But like, that's such a given to me that it's like, if you switch your mindset, you should be able to scroll and like see some of this stuff and be like, it's not real. Don't compare yourself to it. So anyway, moving on. The next thing that I wrote down is you can make money with less than 10,000 followers. So I mentioned before that I have monetized my social media and I don't have a huge following, but I wanted to talk about some of the different ways that you can do this. So there is doing things as an influencer or affiliate marketing. Well, doing things as an influencer. So if you have an audience big enough for someone to pay you, then that is a great way to monetize your social media, but people are paying for your audience, not necessarily your content. So that's number one. Generally, I will say, I don't know what this experience, I should probably interview and ask some other people, but in my experience, that is not most of the work I do. I don't have a large enough following for that. So most of the time when I do collaborations, it's for the content, for the UGC. So a lot of times I'll negotiate as part of that, like I will have to post some of whatever I'm doing for that brand on my page. But in reality, I'm generally making content that is going to be used for that person's platform. So let's say that I'm a wellness creator and there's a wellness brand that has 100K followers, right? And they like my content. I've pitched to them and they're like, hey, we love the style of things that you create. They want to use that on their platform for their people. So sometimes that means that you'll reshare it on your page. Sometimes you won't, but essentially they pay you to make content that they can use for their social media management. I am only really covering UGC and not social media management because that is more of something that I would say I offer as like an agency service through my marketing agency. But I do manage social media as well. And that's another way that you can monetize if you learn how to say you're really good at understanding Instagram reels or you're good at understanding how to get views, then maybe a brand will pay you. Let's say there's a cupcake shop down the road and maybe they'll pay you $500 a month to like manage their social media and go in and take some videos. And like truly anyone can do this if you learn the art of content. But that's a bit different than like UGC. They pay for you to make the content, you give it to them, but you're usually not in charge of uploading it to their page. That's something that they do, or they'll pay you to do like collaborations. So you can monetize with less than 10,000 followers. You can either do that through, like I said, I generally think that the best way to go would be UGC, and we'll talk about how to do that in a little bit. But UGC, you can also do it through your own product or service. I think service-based is the easiest offer because if you're selling t-shirts, right, or a clothing brand, and it takes for you to make $50, or for you to make $500, you might have to make 50 sales. But let's say that you have a social media management offer and you use your social media to promote your social media management offer, then even if you only have 500 followers, if two of those convert, you've made $1,000 from it. So you could either sell your own product or your own service, make a website, literally go on Squarespace, figure out what service you offer, do that there, and then put it in your bio and start monetizing off of it. That's a different way you can do it. You can do it off of UGC. I think doing affiliate or doing affiliate or influencer marketing works a lot better once you already have the audience. So with affiliate marketing, basically like through so many different brands, you can do it as an Amazon affiliate. You could do it through an MLM scheme or an MLM structure. You could do it through, like most brands online have some sort of affiliate partnership where they pay you a payout of however many clients you bring them. But again, in my opinion, I prefer to do UGC or my own product because you just have a way higher margin on that. So all that being said, those are some ways that you can make, I know plenty of people who make a full-time income with 10,000 followers or less. It takes strategy, it takes work, but it's 100% possible. Starting with, like I mentioned this before, with smaller people, you can do PR with 1,000 followers. Like if your photography or your content is good enough, there are brands who will send you free clothing. This romper that I'm wearing right now is PR, but I just really like their workout outfit. So I make a couple videos for them, like in exchange for, this. And then sometimes for me as well, because I have the modeling aspect of it as well, sometimes that turns into modeling jobs, as well with certain brands. So there's always like a strategy that I'm using when I'm, doing this, but depending on what your skill set is and what your services that you have to offer, like create your strategy accordingly. But PR, yeah, they'll send you product in exchange for you to post about it and then send them the footage so they can use that on their page. For UGC, if you have a monetizable skill, I think like, so maybe some of you guys have the question of, is UGC right for me? Like, when can I start? So I think that there's kind of two, or maybe you're interested, but you don't know how to do it. There's kind of two avenues that you can go down. So brands will either pay you because of the quality of your content or because of the psychology of the copy. So you either understand sales and marketing and, like, there are a lot of videos that will get a lot of views and convert because of the hooks that are used, because of the value of the content that's written, and not necessarily because of the video that was played in the background. Or there's other people who have high quality imagery and they're almost being paid as a photographer or videographer. I think you can decide or blend between the two of those. But I think you either have to have copy that converts, or you have copy that looks really, or copy that converts in a video, or content that looks really pretty, and brands will generally pay for either one of those two. So much you can learn on that. There's so many books you can read. You can go on ChatGPT, you can research. There's Instagram accounts full of this, but like, go study how to make content that converts. Like, there's certain things about how short can you make the videos? How efficient, like, can you capture people's attentions in the first 5 seconds, whether that's visually or through the text? There's a lot that you can learn on that. And then that is a monetizable skill in and of itself. So how do you know if UGC is right for you? Which avenue do you want to go down? Are you a photographer, or are you going to learn the art of like the psychology of social media and like copywriting, and then pick either one, go read some books, go practice and pitch yourself to brands. I would say another thing I want to talk about is growing an audience and finding a niche. Sometimes I feel like this is kind of a controversial thing, and I haven't really built my audience to what I want to yet. So I think this is something that I've struggled with a lot, is like finding your niche, and it does evolve over time. But I'm kind of a firm believer that you should post what like you want, because it's a combination of you. Like, there's no other version of you. Like, I don't think you just need to stick to business or just need to stick to wellness. Like, depending on, there's so many different strategies. There's different ways to the top of the mountain. But I think for me, I would rather it take a little bit longer to build my audience, but to find people that are interested in like the multifaceted, all of the different aspects of me. Because I think that they're all things that I have to offer, like the wellness, the business, the outdoor sports, the snowboarding, the surfing, the travel, the drivenness, the drive, the like spontaneousness, the, health, and I mean, I already said health and wellness, hormone health. Like, there's so many different things that I'm interested in, and I'm not really interested in becoming like a hormone health account. Like, that's, I mean, does it work? Yes. But like, there's so many different facets, and like, that is kind of what I think differentiates you. But this is something that I'm still working on. There's a lot of debate whether or not your account should stick to a specific niche and only speak to them. I think if you want to grow faster, sometimes that's the way to go. But if you're looking for something that is really fulfilling to you, and, I know plenty of people who have built accounts that their niche is like, there's 101 fitness creators, but maybe there's not like fitness creator that also loves playing video games, and you're going to speak to a specific niche when you do both of those. So I think sometimes your multifaceted self can be a niche, but I'm still learning about this. So we'll see what my thoughts are on this in the future. And the other thing is like doing it for fun. Like I view social media as a business tool, but it's also like a fun business tool. So like, I'm not super stressed about like whether or not a post like performs super well or not. Like I think if you learn to love creating for the fun of it, like you will get the best way to get better at posting is to post a bunch. Like that's truly the best way to do it. It is such a monetizable skill. Like it's a $1 billion industry. Like if you get good at this craft, you can do a lot with it for your own business or for someone else's. So, I will say have fun with it, at least in my opinion. I think it's way more sustainable that way so you don't get burnt out, because this will take years of you putting in the work on your own before you really get to like the place where it's like super profitable. But like I said, I think there's plenty of people, guys, with 100,000 followers who are not monetizing their social media and not making a full-time income from it. And there's people with 5,000 followers, 10,000 followers, 2,000 followers that are making six-figure businesses out of it. So many businesses, whether it's content or otherwise, like make the mistake of not monetizing quick. Like I am full believer of like your business isn't really a business if it doesn't make money. So like go make money. Like from the beginning of it, if you have 300 followers, how can you find value from it? Like how can you start making money from your 3,000 followers? I believe in monetizing first, scaling after, but that's my thoughts. Lastly, like I said before, you are your personal brand. So don't feel like you need to embody someone else or pretend to be someone else. Like you are your personal brand. There's people out there. There's so many people in the world. There is an account for everyone, like your style, your whatever. Like there are accounts in there that are probably like cucumber fans or like orange probiotic drink accounts. Like there's an account for everyone. There's an account for people who love cats. There's an account and there you can monetize off of each of these. If you have a cat account, you can partner with cat brands, make thousands of dollars from it, like from making content for that cat brand. Like there's so many different things you can do. You could start your own cat collar product. Like there are so many different things you can do, whatever you're into, like start posting, start monetizing. Yeah. And I think I'm going to leave it here for now. I think another week we're going to talk about maybe like how to land brand deals. I think that would be a really interesting conversation, but I have a lot of strategies up my sleeve on how to land brand deals, which as a small account with like not a huge following, and I'm also not really like a professional photographer, videographer, I think that sometimes people can feel a little bit lost on how to do that. But no gatekeeping here. I would love, if you're interested in learning how to land, like we kind of talked about the basics of social media. I will say also master one platform first, like pick a platform, get really good at it before you try to do 1,000. But yeah, this is all from me, like on my journey, monetizing my social media. And, there is so much we can cover within this. But yeah, if you're interested in knowing like my strategy for landing brand partnerships, please let me know and we'll film another episode about it. But for this week, guys, that's all in the Wealth and Wellness Studio. I hope that you are doing something today to get hotter, happier, wealthier, healthier. And I will see you guys next week. Be sure to leave us a 5-star review if this has helped in any way, shape, or form. Give us a thumbs up, subscribe, and turn on your notifications if you're listening to this on YouTube. If you don't know, we have a video version of this podcast on YouTube. And share this with a friend. It would mean the world to us. So love you guys, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.